Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Well, my show, it's for you that have been working so hard for your money. And you're now ready for your money. Start working harder for you today. You want that freedom and cash flow now, not 30 or 40,000 years from now, but you want that freedom today so you can do that and really live that life that you love with those that you love. But most importantly, guys, we know it's not just about getting rich. It's about living a rich life, because as you're blessed financially, you have a greater capacity to bless the lives of those around you. That is what we're here to do today. Thank you for allowing me to be able to express that through you guys, be able to create a ripple effect in your own lives. Thank you for binging and you've been sharing this podcast. And as a reminder right now, if you haven't done so already, we are now switching these channels to where, yes, we have this podcast channel, but we are now putting these podcasts live, as well as some other content that is really pretty cool, on the Money Ripples channel on YouTube here. So be sure to subscribe to our Money Ripples channel today.
Are you an alternative investor who's super heavy in real estate? Maybe you have Airbnbs and single and multifamily properties, and you're looking for another cash flowing asset that would produce tax advantage and build equity. Well, my name is Kim Daly, and I'm a franchise consultant. I've created a free 30-minute webinar on creating wealth through franchise ownership. If you are looking for the opportunity to leverage your talents, your money, your skill, and build equity and tax advantage, a franchise could be the next opportunity for you. Register for my free webinar at thedailycoach.com. That's the DALYcoach.com.
All right, guys, so I'm bringing back a guest that I've had on several years ago, but it's great to have him back on because he's not only evolved, but we're in a world right now where the real estate investing world has been evolving, and he's on top of that. Nathan Brooks, if you guys know him, like I said, we had him on before. He went from Bridge Turnkey. Now he's got like Bridge Lending. He's got Facebook group. What is it? Bridge Real Estate Investing Group. That's on Facebook. It's a private group that I know, especially if you're in the Missouri area, but even beyond that, like I know I'm part of that group and very active, a lot of good information in there too that he's in charge of. But right now, what he's actually helping real estate investors break past that $1 million mark without having to build huge teams and having big costs. Nathan, thanks for coming back on our show today.
Chris, thanks for having me on. And I love your message. I wrote down, I love that, not just making money, but living a rich life is such a beautiful sentence and a beautiful image. So I love that. Love your mission.
Well, I know you'd resonate with that's kind of your life too. The thing you do, you embody that. And that's a big reason why I wanted you on the show. Give people a little bit of your background as well. I mean, fill in the gaps with what I didn't cover here.
Sure. I'm a reformed turnkey flipper. We were doing 150 houses a year and had done the, you know, made the Inc. 5000 multiple years and had a huge overhead. Before that, made my living as a professional musician. Somehow that transforms from musician to entrepreneur, but I have a beautiful family and live on 12 plus acres and just outside of town in Kansas City. And I've been really focused here the last few years on developing a small but mighty team, doing deals that make sense, and really letting go, killing off whatever you want to say, the things that are not working, and being ruthless about it, not in a relationship way, but in a willingness to look at things and say, hey, is this serving me? Is this serving the team? Is this serving our client? And what do we need to do about it?
Absolutely. Well, and you and I have a lot of friends in the active real estate space, especially. And 2020 was interesting because everybody thought things were going to go just fall apart. And yeah, for a few months, it was a little bit frozen. But then all of a sudden, the money got pumped in from the economy, you know, from all the feds and everything else. And then pretty soon, you didn't even have to be a genius to make money in real estate. And then till 2022, especially that latter half. And then we saw a lot of our friends get just this beaten up over this last year or so. Tell us what's been your experience with that and what kind of pivots did you make that actually helped you guys come out stronger on the other end here?
Absolutely. And it would not be a lie to say I got beat up a little bit and then at 22 as well. We were starting in mid to late 21, we started making some moves and had this huge team. And we went from having almost 20 people on our staff to sub 5 in a matter of like 6 months or less. And we realized that we had so many things going and we had such a big production level, and the overhead and the management of all that was just, I wasn't having fun, to be honest. I was stressed out having to do so many deals just to cover overhead versus the opposite and leading with revenue. And so we just said enough. And it's taken us a while to get things cleaned up, but thankfully we had been looking, I think, ahead. I wouldn't say I had any idea of where we would be now. I'd be totally lying, but I did have a sense that we needed to change. We took those hard steps of having hard conversations with our team and having this big team. I had a lot of joy and a lot of, I felt good, maybe to the ego, of having this big team, but it didn't feel good in the way of like going home at night and what you want to actually be doing. Over the last year and a half, we've really focused on developing awesome partnerships and relationships. And we have a handful of partners that we've done far less man hours of work and made far more money between building developments and building some new construction stuff, and really just being focused and strategic with people that I can rely on to do the thing that they're awesome with and I bring what I'm awesome with. And it's made a world of difference.
That must have been pretty hard going from like a team of 20 down to 5. I mean, how fast was that transition for you?
I mean, half of those people were gone in 2 days. So, wow. And then over the next couple of months was another 2 or 3. And then truly that bridge company that was Bridge Turnkey is now just 3 people, me and a partner and our controller. That's literally how far down. Now I have a flipping and real estate company that I still do actively in Kansas City. But I have a very small team there, literally 1 or 2 people, 1 local and 1 virtual. And then on a coaching side, we have a very small team too, a couple of VAs, director of operations and salesperson. We've really brought that down. And also the other thing that I made change in was my psychology around people's pay. And I looked for people who are willing to work harder for a higher potential in compensation, but a lower amount of that monthly cost into overhead, and basically trading what is revenue, but also for people who had that get it, want it capacity to do it and had a bigger capacity to do actual work. Instead of having 2 or 3 people, I could have 1 person. I pay them more, but they're also more fulfilled and they have more responsibility, more autonomy. And I also say this too, as a leader, if you're listening to this and you're thinking like, gosh, that sounds like a lot. Well, it is a lot. You know, what's also changed is now we don't just onboard somebody and not have a plan. We have clear documents around what to do and how to do it. And by the way, there's this crazy thing called ChatGPT, and you can plunk in there, create a 90-day training plan in about 5 seconds. You can have this. There's no excuse anymore to not have an outline of how you can do whatever it is that you want to do. And all you have to do is not make an excuse. You just go and do it. So,
yeah, I think that's what I'm hearing is the difference between you and a lot of people I've seen, because your story in a lot of ways is not unique in the sense that you had a downsize and you had to really make some quick changes. But what is unique is the wisdom behind it, right? Like what you were able to learn and even gain over the years, but then what led you to this point where I know a lot of people were almost holding on. They were stubborn. They were rigid. They didn't want to change. And you quickly pivoted and moved, adjusted right with that flow. And that's why you're still here today. That's where you're talking.
That is. Not only are we here, let's be clear, there are bumps and bruises. We had a quarter or two of actually losing real money and a lot of money. It sucked. Like it wasn't fun in the moment, but also the thing about growing a business is, like you said, learning the lesson. What's the wisdom you had? And I'll tell you, I've been incredibly focused the last, I don't know, 6 to 9 months on my morning routine and really back on that hardcore. Now, I don't run crazy miles like you do, but you know, every morning I walk 3, 4, 5 miles. Every morning I'm listening to a book for that hour and start with gratitude, focus. Literally, you don't have to have a fancy journal. You can literally just write it down. I found the same thing with my team, with our coaching students. Like, listen, we have to be intentional. And the intentionality comes from like, hey, not just what I've learned, but I'm learning from other people and I'm being inspired by books and inspired by friends like you and other people. And to really think, what do I actually want? What do I need to do to get from point A to point B? And then do that work and then come back, right? And do the same thing. And it sounds, what does Jocko say? It's simple, not easy.
Yeah, you're kind of experiencing something. I mean, well, obviously you're doing like typical, the thing that should be regular in everybody's life.
That should not be.
Right? It's like Tony Robbins' Hour of Power. I mean, you're doing your own version of that morning ritual. And I've noticed for my own life, that's essential, especially if you're a leader, because if you cannot control your mindset, if you can't control that, you're going to make bad decisions the rest of the time too. You're just going to be reactive versus creative in that moment. It reminds me of, I just heard a story today earlier. I was talking with another investor and they were talking to another investor in our circle. And he mentioned how he was up at the office till 4 a.m. and then woke up again at 9 a.m. was right back at it again. And I was like, oh, that's the person that, although I know he's hungry and he's trying to get after it and learn everything he can, that's also a recipe for destruction, right? That's a recipe for actually for failure in my experience.
I agree. And what's interesting is I hear a lot of times people say like, I don't have time for that. And the real truth of that is I haven't made it important enough and I'm not willing to change something else. I'll tell you, that hour I spend in the morning and I don't set an alarm. I'm usually up by 5:30, 6 o'clock. I go out, whether it's 100 degrees or it's 2 degrees, and go outside. The crazy part is, gosh, what am I going to do spending that hour? Well, I'm listening to a book. I'm working on something that I'm working on in the business. I have time and opportunity to think. And so by the time a lot of us start with the franticness of social media or our inbox or whatever, and to give yourself the time to actually be focused and actually be present and actually spend that time, it's life-changing. And then you can actually accomplish more in less time because you've spent the time thinking about what you're going to work on.
Did you notice you went to that before everything went to crap, or was it after? When did that become a priority for you?
Well, I've gone on and off with it, the truth be told. And I struggled with this some during that time and going into the woe is me and why is this happening and what do I need to do about it? I was definitely not perfect during that time. But you know what's crazy is lo and behold, as soon as you actually get back in that practice, you put your mindset again. And I say this all the time, wherever you put your focus is where you get your result. Wherever you get to put your focus is where you get your result. So if you're focused on sucking and losing and having things not go well, guess what? That will just continue to manifest. And if you focus on like, what's the problem? What can we do today? How do we fix it? How do we, you know, there's a thing called open loop or a closed loop. Like you have all these things that are burning out there. They're all open loops. We want to close them. How do we know what to close? What's keeping you up at night? And literally, so that changed for me. The notebook I showed you, you know, I put just a couple things. So gratitude every day and then focus. And there's not 52 things under this focus line. There's 3. Sometimes there's 2. And that way it's like, hey, every single day I can do 3 things. Like there's no excuse. Yeah. I can do 3 things. That made all the difference.
I love it. Now, you're starting to coach real estate investors right now. Tell us more about that.
Yeah. You know, I've been really passionate about helping people for a long time because truly real estate changed my life. It's just changed my life. And I've both learned a lot about myself. I've gotten to bring my wife home, not having to work as a school teacher anymore. We homeschool our kids. We live in a cool place. And obviously money is wonderful, but it's a tool. It's how we use that. We're a steward of that tool. And I'm still working on that every day too with intention. But I have such a passion now for not just doing the real estate thing, but I have conversations with people every single day who are in the place of, gosh, I see you do this, Nathan, but I don't know what to do. And they're frozen in taking actual action. I hired my own coach actually and spent a small fortune on it to make sure when we work on our coaching platform and program, it's not just somebody that's paying money and hoping to get results. We have it step by step, so simple and so clear that I could bring my 12-year-old son and we could talk about it and he can understand. And if he can understand, we want to make sure literally anybody can understand. And so I've gotten obsessed about it, Chris, and that just like anything else I do in my life, obsessed about how we can do that. Really enjoying helping people start from 0 to 1 or 1 to 2, 2 to 5. And really with those new kind of investors who have a passion to do something, but don't quite know where to start.
And if they want to follow you and learn more from you, do they just follow you on social media, or what's the best way to do it?
Yeah, social is great. I made that super simple as well. So it's at Nathan Brooks REI, whether it's LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, you can connect with me on all of those platforms.
Perfect. A final question for you. What's like the number one mistake you're seeing real estate investors make right now in the current market or in the current state of their businesses?
Oh man, that's a good question. I think there's this belief that there aren't deals out there to be had. And I've talked to a lot of people who have said that, like, I can't find deals. It doesn't make sense. It's not possible. Everything I underwrite. And that is a failure of creativity, and it's a failure of action. It's a failure of relationships. I've done over 1,000 deals at this point in my life, and many of those were fix and flip houses over a very short period of time. And we never once had a wholesaling direct to seller business. That means we bought every single one of those houses, either from a person, not a seller, but wholesaler type, or off MLS. And the reason is because we made connections and we built relationships and we talked to people and we have conversations and we let them know specifically what we want. I encourage anybody who's listening, who's saying that, like, guess what? You need to dig back in and you need to call every wholesaler in your phone. And if you don't have 30 or 40 people in there, you need to go get the rest of them to fill that 30 or 40 people and build relationships and find out how you can help them and be in contact. Talk to them over and over. It's going to change your life.
I love it, man. That's a great point. I never even considered that, but that's true. It's that creativity, that experience, that wisdom that you gain that allows you to see opportunity anywhere. And that's what sets you apart, right? That's what makes you unique right there.
Absolutely. Yep. And keeps you top of mind too, right? So if you built a relationship and you're making connection, like, hey, Chris, what's going on? Hey, how's it going this week? Hey, you got anything that fits in the buy box? I know we talked about it 2 weeks ago. I mean, or you're like, oh, that doesn't fit, but hey, I got this house. I don't know what to do. Shoot it over. I'll look at the comps for you. Like, how long is that going to take me? 5 minutes. And guess what?
Right.
I just helped them make 5, 10, 20 grand. And you know, they're going to think of me next time.
That's the thing. Everybody gets so caught up on like marketing and advertising and AI and automation, and everything else. Like that's a person to person relationship. Sorry, AI can't replace you there. That's something that is literally gold. Many people are forgetting to tap into. I love that advice.
Awesome.
So Nathan, I appreciate your time today. This is awesome stuff. Like I said, we'll put your social media handles and everything in the show notes for people to follow you. Everybody, I recommend, like, if you're looking to be in the real estate game, it's one thing to just try to learn stuff from, you know, even this podcast or from YouTube. It's another thing to get it from experience. That is where the rubber really hits the road, is how do you take it from just listening and become not just a listener or a hearer of the word, but a doer as well, by getting that guidance and direction from those that have been there, done that, and still doing it today, just like Nathan is. So guys, make it a wonderful, prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.